Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So I didn't know this was a thing, and reasonably so. I don't have a lot of grasp of Australian history. But until 1974, women were not allowed in the bars. Like, you just couldn't go in.
Was it that they weren't allowed in, or was it just not a social norm?
No, I think they had just changed the regulations.
Really?
I think until then it was like, gals don't go to the bars. And so this is a woman being interviewed, and she's at the bar with some old codgers who are probably 30, but they super old.
You got to get that Matilda out of there.
Yeah, they do. The one guy, he tries to be honest and polite, but it's still kind of rude.
Well, that's met with no reaction. Do you object to me being served alongside you here, sir?
Yes.
Do you object to people like me walking in and having a drink here amongst you?
Well, that's not the objection, but I think myself that the place for women is the saloon bar or the lounge.
Why? What's wrong with us? We're not doing you any harm in here.
Well, I mean, if I want to talk or swear or something like that, and there's a woman standing behind me, you can't, can you?
Why?
Oh, you just don't. You can't or don't. Put it that way.
All right, sir. I'm sorry. I took your place, I think, when I pushed in.
Yeah, but you're not getting me.
You don't mind me being here, do you?
I do.
Why?
Because you don't shout. You're only drinking water.
Well, I'm drinking water because I'm working, but I don't mind you drinking beer.
So why should you be next to me?
Well,
you know, he wants to shout.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, they have to be on their best behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chivalristic, chauvinistic right. dichotomy that's happening right now. We don't want women here because we have to be nicer because we want to be polite around women.
Yeah,
you'd feel happier if there was a man next to you, would you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't mind you.
Oh, my God.
He puts his arms around her.
Oh, God.
Women in general, is it?
Oh, I love them all. I can say F's and B's and C's in here where there's only men.
You think women are going to be shocked by your language? That's why you don't want them in here, is it?
Well, let me put it this way. We put a restraint on ourselves.
You're afraid of women.
Let up.
Well, let up. I'll give you the back of my hand.
He's like, get out of here.
You must be afraid of us hearing your language.
Well, perhaps we're decent people and we don't like swearing in front of women.
What would you do, sir, if women walked in here en masse?
Walk out.
I'd appreciate it.
You'd walk out, would you?
Before I come here to enjoy my drink.
Boy, this must have been a great time before that gal showed up.
Man.
A bunch of ugly middle-aged men dressed up for the bar drinking tiny glasses of booze. Oh, what a joy.
I can smell their breath. This video.
Oh, you know they all stink.
Yeah.
Well,
they all stink
like
sadness and local motels.
Everybody's mouth is 1 foot away from the other, and it's all booze and cigarettes. But they just want to be able to swear.
Well, swearing is great. You know, people were worried about that when Kelly came in here. Oh, great. Now it's a gynocracy. We had two ladies, so we had to wait for him to fight for a while, turn the lights off and on so they'd get disoriented.
It was
slap fight,
it
tickle.
It was really bad. I learned how to fight bears just in case they started showing up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really something.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.